Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Be out and cooking today. You know, now it's summertime, but you can get into a lot of health trouble as well, because eating outside sometimes means making not the best food choices in the world. We're happy to have back on the show with us Jennifer Laplow, who is a food expert. She is a chef and the chief dietitian with the Northern Illinois Food Bank, director of nutrition programs and executive chef. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, Dean. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's very nice to have you on the show today. Just in a general sense, if you can kind of sum up, where are the biggest problem areas when we're grilling out, when we're eating outside for summertime? Where are the biggest problem areas?
I always get in trouble with the snacks. I don't know about you, but you know, there's always all the snacks out first, and I always end up filling up on snacks, and then, you know, I end up eating double than what I planned.
Right, right. Like, so what would be better options for snacks then?
I always try to like make a healthy snack and bring it to the party, so I know there's something there.
That there's at least one thing there, right?
Like, you know, I make a big veggie tray, and I heard you talking about the French onion dip. Also one of my favorites, but I make it with plain Greek yogurt instead of sour cream.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, yeah, I just substitute the sour cream for plain Greek yogurt and use the French onion mix, and then I know that I have a nice healthy dip there for me.
Put on your executive chef hat for a minute. I mean, the Lipton's onion dip mix makes a delicious onion dip, but is super, super high in sodium. Is there another way that we can accomplish that?
For sure. I actually just cut up a whole bunch of onions or shallots and caramelize them. And just a little bit of salt and pepper. You don't have to go crazy with the salt. And then just mix that into the Greek yogurt. You can maybe even mix in a tiny bit of prepared horseradish.
Ooh, okay.
And that makes a really good homemade French onion dip.
So you're just caramelizing them in a pan and then cutting them up in little pieces and mixing it in with the yogurt in this case.
Yep. And I do it in olive oil. So I'll cut up the onions or shallots and get them nice and really, really golden brown, like almost like chocolate brown, brown.
Yeah, that's how it tastes
best. Not burned,
but
yes, absolutely. And then just mix that in with the Greek yogurt and, it's yummy. Maybe some fresh chives in there, too.
Okay, all right. Give me one more really good, a veggie dip is, that's a good choice. Give me one more healthy appetizer option.
You can always take like a whole grain tortilla chip, like they make the scoops ones, the ones that look like little bowls.
Yeah.
And so I'll take a whole grain one of those, and you can fill it with like a little bit of refried bean and maybe a little shredded chicken and some cheese, or you could just fill it with guacamole and like a slice of tomato, or you can even take the little, we have a recipe in our book for a stuffed cherry tomato. So you actually like scoop out the cherry tomato and stuff it with guacamole. You can put a little sliced pickled jalapeno on top. That's a really yummy appetizer.
That sounds delicious.
Tomato with avocado. Ooh, guacamole.
That's a good choice.
Like little, like portable guacamole bites.
Yeah. You know what? I was telling Jim that I was on the grill yesterday, and I made, I saw some little beautiful baby eggplant in the store. I had no intention of buying eggplant, but they looked so good. It's like, I got to get these and make something with them. And I took them home. I put them on the grill. I grilled them. I cut them up into kind of bite-sized pieces, I guess. Mixed them in with some potatoes that I had put on the grill. And then chopped up some cherry tomatoes and mixed that in. Olive oil and red wine vinegar. It was one of the most delicious salads that I've ever had.
Nice.
Roasted or grilled eggplant, like it just completely transforms and turns into this like sweet and soft, just delicious addition to so many foods.
What else? Give us, something. Well, you know what? Let me take a break. And then when we come back, some ideas. If people want to get on the grill tonight, give us two or three like super healthy things that we can enjoy on the grill. Jennifer Laplow is on the line with us, Director of Nutrition Programs, Executive Chef, the Northern Illinois Food Bank, and who also has a very special event that is coming up that I think a lot of you foodies are going to be interested in. We'll tell you all about that when we come back next. WGN, it's 1225, Andy Mazur with the White Sox pregame coming up in a couple of minutes. Joining us on the phone line right now is Jennifer Laplow, who is Director of Nutrition and also Executive Chef with the Northern Illinois Food Bank. But Jennifer, you're also part of this very foodie organization, right?
I am, La Dame de Scoffier, which is an international women's culinary organization. And we have a chapter in Chicago that has about 125 members. And it's all of the most influential women in food and beverage in Chicago who are part of this group.
Yeah, and you have a big event that's coming up. If anybody is a foodie, this is a great event to take advantage of.
Yes, we're hosting the Culinary Bazaar on June 30th. It's at Envision Unlimited, which is in the Logan Square neighborhood. It's 1801 North Spalding Avenue. And it opens at 9 a.m. And for an early bird, if you can come in and get in early, we're going to have, little special treats for those who come early. But it's basically all of the women in this organization have cultivated all of these items out of their kitchens and their foodie friends' kitchens, and we're selling it, like cookware and serving pieces and grilling equipment. Speaking of grilling, we'll have grilling equipment there, glassware, utensils, countertop appliances, all stuff cultivated by this group of amazing, which I'm, really honored to count myself among this group of women, but this group of amazing culinarians in Chicago.
How can people get more info on the event?
They can go right to our website, ladamchicago.org, and it'll just take you to a place to purchase tickets.
Okay,
the early bird is $40, but regular entry is only $5.
Okay.
There's going to be food and beverage booths. We're going to have a bake sale, and our version of a bake sale is like the foodie bake sale you've ever seen in your life.
So that's
we're also gonna have a cake.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just saying we're gonna have the old school cake walk, and you can, if you remember the old school cake walks at the school events, but you're gonna win a cake from Eli's.
Okay, very good. It's La Dame Chicago, LESDAMES. Chicago.org to get more information. So we have about 1 minute left here, Jennifer. Us out. What would be a fantastic dinner on the grill tonight?
This is one of my favorites. I make a grilled chicken Caesar kebab. So it's like all the best parts of the chicken Caesar salad in a kebab form.
Okay.
So it's chicken and bell pepper and, I add a little bit of olive in there and some vegetables and then brush it with Caesar dressing and grill it.
So wait, you have all that on the grill? Salad. You have the olives on the grill and the green pepper and everything?
Yep.
On the skewer, I mean.
Yep. All on a skewer, yep. You make a kebab out of it and then brush the whole thing with Caesar salad dressing and grill it up. And then you could serve it in a pita. You could serve it over a salad. It's really delicious.
How do you skewer the anchovy?
The anchovy's in the dressing.
Yeah, I would think that kind of a kebab in a pita with some Caesar dressing.
Nice.
I'm going to throw maybe a little chopped romaine in there so it reminds me of a Caesar salad and top it with some shaved Parmesan.
You can do with your romaine, too, is cut the romaine down the center and brush it with a little olive oil and actually grill the romaine a little quickly, too. And give it a little char, and it just takes it to the next level.
Everybody tells me that grilled romaine is great. Yeah. I've never had it.
It's delicious. Try it. You will be pleasantly surprised.
I like to, when I do kebabs, I'll put all the chicken on one skewer, skewers. I put all the green peppers on another. I don't mix things that take different cooking times. You know what I mean?
So that's a great tip.
I can control the vegetables, the onions, the green peppers, some skewers, and the chicken usually takes a little bit longer to cook. And then, because it's going to get all mixed up together later on. Then I take everything off the skewers and so I'm going to serve it in a platter.
Yeah, most definitely. Can
that's
I say one more quick thing about our event?
Real quick.
The event, the Sunday, June 30th, that all the proceeds from that event actually help out women in the food industry through scholarships and community outreach.
Okay.
So come spend money, and it'll go to a really good cause.
Good deal. LaDameChicago.com, Jennifer Laplow, Director of Nutrition and Executive Chef, the Northern Illinois Food Bank. Thank you, Jennifer, for